hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. And we've been bringing you along for the ride. Now it's time to talk to the big cheese, the big kahuna, the grand poobah of the seven seas, our captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Let's hear it for him! Obviously, the passenger's quite happy with his performance. JF is what they call him. JF, welcome to Scuba Radio, or thanks for having us on again.
Hi.
And JF stands for what?
Jean-Francois.
So we call him JF, and we leave it at that. Now, JF, this is the third Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that we've been sailing with. You've been the captain for all three. How does this stack up from your perspective?
They just don't let me go.
They bring him, they suck him back in. Last time we talked to him, he was saying, well, this is going to be my last cruise here for a while. I'm going on a motorcycle trek through Asia or someplace, some exotic thing. And I thought I'd never see him again. And lo and behold, here he is at the helm of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. How did they suck you back in? Just for our little adventure or what, JF?
Sure.
You'll go with that. He's easy. That's why the crew, the passengers love our captain, right?
Yeah.
He's easy. He makes it easy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right, JF? He's looking at me like I'm going to kill you. You're not going to get back to the dock, Greg. But, no, JF, right now we are anchored off of French Key, right?
Correct.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this particular island. It's a small little, what, sand spit, the smallest island of the three we've been through or been by on our little trek here in the Turks, or what?
It's actually one of the smallest islands here. It's also a bird reserve. So people are not allowed on the island, only birds. And from August to September is a nurse shark sanctuary where the nurse shark mate.
Okay, well, in French Key, it's a little bit more romantic for the nurse sharks, I guess. Is that how it works?
I don't know. If you've seen nurse shark romance, I don't think you would go for that.
Yeah, okay. They're not in the whole French kissing thing.
No, I think you would end up in jail if you...
Okay, all right. I think we took a real weird turn there for a second. But that's okay. That's okay. Anything goes off of French Key. Now, French Key, from Providenciales, where we board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, is what, about an hour and a half, two-hour ride to French Key? And is that the furthest island... Or island in from Provo, from where we go, or what?
Actually, not. We went in an arc from one place to the other one. French Key is 18 miles, more or less, from the island of Providenciales.
So what makes it different from West Caicos, where we dove, and what was the other island?
Providenciales at Northwest Point.
Oh, Northwest Point of Provo, and then we went to West Caicos, and then we've ended up here in French Key, right?
Correct.
So what's different about it? Why? Because this is like more exposed, but it also has a little bit different underwater geography and a little bit more, I don't know, pristine type diving, isn't it, out towards this way or what?
Well, it's not as dive. It's not often dive. The operator on the island don't come here as often as the other place because it's a tiny island and it's not protected. So when it's rough, well, they go where it's protected. It's also a little bit longer for them to come down here.
Yeah, okay. So that makes it ideal for a liveaboard operation like the Explorer Ventures boat here, right?
That's correct.
Got it. Now let's talk about the boat. What about the boat we're on? Is it still rated or still considered like one of the largest boat in the Caribbean or what?
It's one of the largest one.
What, 100 and what, how many feet?
Overall, about 130.
Nice. You guys like the boat, right?
Yeah.
The accommodations
are.
And the crew rocks. Indeed. Now, yeah, the accommodations are really, really nice. Is that one of the reasons you like being the captain of this boat? It's easy to please your passengers with such a nice ship to, you know, provide the accommodations?
Who said I like to be the captain?
Yeah, you would rather be just a passenger cruising along like us, huh?
Sure, anytime.
Yeah. He just knows what his passengers like, and he gives it to them for sure. So the boat is top notch. You know, it's definitely one of the best ones in the Explorer Ventures fleet for sure. And you've been doing this for how many years with those folks now?
Well, 10 years.
10 years. And is it going to keep going, or are you going to say, this is it, Greg? I'm going to be off. I won't see you again. And then next time I'm going to come back in 6 months. You're going to be here again, right?
Maybe not.
Okay, he's not committing one way or another for sure. So what do you like? Because you do get down in the water in between your captain duties here, JF. What do you look for? Because I know you're a big time underwater photographer. Anything in particular that you know floats your boat as far as underwater photography, or what?
Well, I like the stuff that are difficult to find, so macro, small stuff.
So you're looking for the little teeny colorful critters, or just unique what?
Well, either colorful, but also well hidden. The species that can camouflage themselves pretty good. So.
Yeah, the challenge. You like the challenge to find something unique, huh?
That's correct.
Now, last time we were here, we had some mermaids with us. We had one on this week as well. How does it stack up in that repertoire? Have you had any mermaids since the last time we were on board?
No, we haven't had any more mermaid, and that one's getting smaller, so she's getting there.
Yeah, our mermaid we had on this board, she's kind of like a mermaid in training, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. So but she did pretty good compared to the other girls, didn't she?
She did pretty good.
Yeah. Now, is that kind of a challenge to find those type of photo subjects or no?
Well, you're the one that brings them. So you're
He knows to bring more film when I come on board or stock up accordingly. All right. Well, JF, thank you so much again for hosting our little party. We really appreciate it. You do a top-notch job as well as the folks here at Explorer Ventures. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're welcome.
And you'll have us back?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, that's better than last time. So, exactly. Now, James, you went off and did one of your dives by yourself today with the Bonica underwater camera. What'd you capture? What'd you get?
I got a giant lobster, and I also got the trunk fish, the spotted trunk fish.
Yes, we saw a bunch of trunk fish actually congregated together, like a little family of five or six trunk fish. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, that's not normal, is it, Greg?
I don't know if it's normal, but it was kind of neat to see them as a family grouping like that. What do you think? Was that some kind of freak of nature or just luck of the draw?
I think they came out just for us and the mermaid.
And the mermaid. Maybe that's what it was. You know, JF was checking out the mermaid. Maybe that's what the trunk fish were doing.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I actually brought this camera back. It was really fun.
Yes, last time we gave James a camera to demo, he didn't bring it back to the surface. So... So, hey, you're one for one or one for two?
I'm one for two.
Okay, we'll go with that. Now, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, she's been doing her diving. She's been working on her diving skills, her buoyancy and that kind of thing. And, you know, this is all kind of new to her because she's, you know, a Brazilian swimsuit model. She's not used to being underwater doing the diving thing and trying to look pretty at the same time. It's a tough thing, isn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, that was very tough, but you forgot to mention something very important.
What's that, Kelly?
The name of the site where we are.
The name of the site that we're here at French Key. Yes, actually, all the names of the sites here off of French Key. I think it's no coincidence that you have sites like Double D, the Naval, and the G-Spot, which is where we are right now. Did you have any trouble finding that?
No, I never had problems.
Yes, I knew that was coming. Yes, but it's kind of like a little French thing, I guess. I'm guessing. I don't know. Did you like that dive, though?
Yeah, I did. I was scared the first time because we jumped in the water, had five sharks. But they was cool, and I was grabbing you, so...
Yes. Kelly has been literally grabbing on to me and Jimmy to anchor herself every time she'd see one of these Caribbean reef sharks. She hasn't got over that initial diver fear of sharks, and I thought by now she would start to to feel it. But no, it's kind of like every dive is like taking a hot girl to a scary movie or something. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's not bad, I guess, from Jimmy's and in my perspective. But I don't know. Are you going to get over that fear, Kelly, or what?
I hope so. But I've been doing with gray white sharks, but it just, I don't know, being outside in the water, five sharks surround me, that still freaking me out. And
you feel exposed because we're in cages in Guadalupe with the gray whites. We're just swimming around, and the Caribbean reef sharks are swimming right amongst us, aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't really want to have any scars. So
no scars for a model. That'd be bad business.
Yeah, bad business. For
yeah.
Sure.
Now, have you noticed though that everybody else is swimming around with the sharks and don't seem to be fazed by them too much?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. The passengers here don't care, but I cannot get over yet, so.
Yeah, but there's strength also in numbers, you know. So you figure the chances of them getting to you are like 1 in 13.
Yeah, but I was the only one in my swim, so maybe this is the difference.
So you're thinking that would make you more exposed.
Yes.
And they would find that more appealing, like most, you know, dudes do.
Yeah, Mr. Shark.
Yeah, like all the sharks. She's used to being surrounded by sharks on the land, and when it came down to being surrounded by sharks underwater, she felt the same intimidation.
Yeah, better in the land than the water.
You're used to them on land.
Yeah.
You know how to treat them. Just buy me a drink and leave me alone, right?
Yeah, and can loan me the credit card, too. That'd be fine.
Yes, exactly. I hear you. All right, but I don't know, Kelly. I think you'll get... The sharks never came at you, though, did they?
They came pretty close.
But no, but they never came in like in an aggressive fashion. They were just coming in.
They look more curious than anything. But I was praying to them go away.
We got some great underwater footage of Kelly doing her thing underwater with the sharks in the background and her grabbing on tightly to myself and Jimmy. That was quite a feat. And actually, you know, the blood flow has just come back to my arm, by the way.
Sorry, Greggy.
It's all good. Yeah, Kelly has a new name. We're calling her Jellyfish.
Yeah.
Kellyfish.
Kellyfish.
Kellyfish is Kelly's new mob name for her group.
I've been ever seeing this week Brazilian swimsuit model, mermaids, Kellyfish.
Yeah, that's what you do on a liveaboard. You try all these new things, food, diving. A mob names, what else, right?
Yeah, no, that was awesome. It was a great experience, so I'm glad I did.
Yes, well, we got more to come. We still got a couple more dives to finish off. And, of course, Kelly mentioned she did do the mermaid thing. We put her in a mermaid outfit and made her an official Scuba Radio mermaid today and got some pictures, and hopefully you will be seeing them at scubaradio.com soon. So she's doing a lot of training on many levels here on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos. More coming up with the crew, the passengers, and God knows what else on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
Yep, maybe I'm the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one, I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, he does. You know, Tim has moved on. I don't know where he might be, but he's not on the boat as part of the crew this week, but we're going to talk to some of the new folks other than JF, the captain, that we met on this week. Great crew indeed. Now, with me right now, of course, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, or Kellyfish, as we've appropriately named her this week. There's another Kelly on board, one of the passengers. Her name is Kelly, obviously. Kelly, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Greg.
Now, is this a new experience for you, too? Have you been on a liveaboard before, or a few, or what?
Never ever been on one, and it's the coolest thing in the whole world.
Yeah, it is pretty fun, isn't it? You get to hang out and do as much diving as you want. Now, I know for you personally, not only have we got hooked her up with a scuba radio hat and towel, the whole thing. We're getting all she's been demoing her Bonica underwater camera. Have you got some good footage with that?
That is the coolest camera. Really.
Now, what about, I know you have a milestone you're going to reach here on the trip. By the end of the week, you will have, 100 dives under your belt?
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I'm supposed to go naked tonight.
Really? Okay, so it's coming up tonight or in the morning? Is you're going
to
be?
I won't go naked in the morning. So if I do my 100th dive naked, it has to be tonight.
Ah, okay. What do you think about that, Kelly? Will you join her?
No, because...
Why?
Not really. The sharks.
She needs a buddy.
Inside the boat and outside the boat has a lot of sharks, so I better not.
All right. Well, if you do your 100 dive, you'll have to... Jimmy, come here. Will you take Jimmy as a buddy? How do you feel about... Do you want a buddy on your 100th naked dive?
I found this great buddy. And it's the marine engineer has been my buddy all week long.
I noticed.
He's a lucky charm. I take him with me everywhere we go because we find the coolest things together. Today, right as soon as we got in the water, we found a spotted eagle ray. And I saw a green eel as big as I've never seen one before. It was about 8 inches in height, or I don't know how you would say circumference. Would be like
girth.
16. Yeah, girth.
Okay.
And probably like 6 feet long. So he's just a good luck charm. So, he could be my buddy, but I wouldn't go naked in front of.
Yeah, okay. So if you do that's what they told her on boat.
It would have to be me and Kelly.
Yeah, well, see, Kelly, don't you want to help her? That's 100 dives. I mean, that's a milestone. You don't want to leave her hanging like that, do you?
I really enjoy Kelly's company here. She's so fun and nice. But I have to escape the naked part.
Kelly, come on.
I don't want any nail marks in my arms.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, I don't know. We'll have to figure out how to accomplish this. But evidently, you've been told, and I've heard this before, that on your 100th dive, whether you are on a liveaboard trip, land-based, or in a quarry someplace in the Midwest, you're supposed to dive naked. That is part of the deal. Now, you're, I think, Kelly... tomorrow morning, you will be having your 100th dive. Isn't that true?
In your dreams.
No, I'm serious.
In your dreams. I don't have a...
Okay, let's say it's your 50th dive tomorrow morning, and I think you're supposed to do it in a bikini.
And you're still sleeping. Wake up.
Okay, they're planning the dawn dive. So you're saying you're going to get up at 5:30 and do that?
I'm not sure about that, but I don't think you're going to wake up that early.
No, I'm going to put you on the list, and if you go, I'll go.
We talk about later.
Yeah, okay. We knew where that was going to go. All right, so, but Kelly, what about it, other than your 100th dive, what else were you trying to accomplish this week? Just go and have fun, or what?
I did my nitrox class all week.
Oh, nice. Okay, very good. So how did that go for you? You've been diving nitrox all week then, or what?
I've been on nitrox all week trying to learn... all of those tables and formulas and calculations, and I'm not sure that Professor Kelly's going to pass the test.
Oh, you haven't finished you haven't finished the course yet, then?
Well, I have to take the test tonight.
Ah, okay, all right. Well, you know, it's not that hard. Yeah, you'll. Hey, look, if I can do it, anybody can do it, right, Kelly?
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm nitrox certified now. And you know, for liveaboard diving, nitrox is really awesome because it allows you to have more bottom time. You can dive longer, stay down longer, and as the week progresses, you're not penalized as much as all these air divers like Jimmy and Kelly. So welcome to the club, Kelly. I know you'll pass. All right, more coming up. From the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Now, we moved out to the dive deck. It's a little windy out here, but I wanted to come out and talk to Joe. He's on lookout right now. It's in the evening. Actually, we got one of the passengers and a crew member out on a night dive right now, and he's playing lookout because safety always comes first on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. And Joe, how you doing, buddy? How you holding up?
I'm doing pretty good. Everything's going good so far right now.
Yep, good. Now, what do you think of these passengers that I brought on, like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model so far? Has she been doing pretty good, easy to look out for?
Yeah, she's been doing a really good diver. She's pretty new to the diving thing, but she looks like her buoyancy is down and everything, and she's looking good underwater.
Yeah, and had to perform any emergency rescue, so that's been a good thing. Or a bad thing if you wanted to perform mouth-to-mouth on her. Have you thought about that?
I haven't.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't mind that he's so hot.
He's so hot. So what do you have to say about Joe here, the crew that they are at Explorer Ventures? They get the Kelly Fish seal of approval. Is that what you're saying, Kelly?
Yes, but Joe is very special, and I did have a Blue Lagoon moment with him, me, Joe, and the dolphin, and that was cool, and I was glad that it wasn't you in the water, and it was Joe.
What are you trying to say now, exactly? You saw a dolphin at sunset, and Joe jumped in the water. He swam around with it.
Behind him, not because the dolphin.
No,
oops.
Yeah. Oh, you just used the dolphin as an excuse to go snorkeling with, have a little private moment with Joe? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as in the sunset. That was cool.
Scuba Joe, did you know that, Joe? Or did you think she was just after the dolphin, or she wanted to see you in a Speedo?
I'm not in a Speedo, but I think she wanted to come see me.
Is there a little love interest starting to develop here, Kelly, or what?
The Speedo would have to be too big, you know. That was for you, not for him.
I don't know what to think of that. I'm gonna overlook that comment. And let Joe go. You're relatively new, right, Joe?
About a year. I've been on.
Oh, you've been on it for a year. Okay, so you've dealt with whack jobs like this before, so you're good with it.
I'm good with it, yeah.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to let him get back to work, watch those divers, keep them safe, and talk to one of those night divers here in just a bit. Stay close.
By the way, Joe, I'm in room number 9.
Man. Kelly, come on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
I like to be under the sea and listen to Scuba Radio.
Radio.
I don't think the outfit worked.
And listen to Scuba Radio.
And I don't think you did pull off the song.
I said and listen to Scuba Radio.
My advice would be if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't.
All right. Well, thanks, Simon. You know, they announced the winner of American Idol. I missed it because I was on the Turks and Caicos Explorer, too, so I'll have to catch up with the rest of the class next week. But you know what? I don't care. Even though I am a reality show junkie, I would much rather be out on the sea with Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, Jimmy the helper boy, and diving to our heart's content and just having a good time. Making a lot of new friends, right, Kelly?
Yes, don't worry about it. I DVR the show, so...
So we'll catch up when we get back, right?
Sure.
Did you have a favorite? Who was it? Who, either Adam or what's his face?
I'm not sure. I don't follow America Idol that much.
Yeah, okay. Who cares, right?
Yeah, I'm more Dance with the Stars.
Okay, exactly. She's a dancer girl. All right, but yeah, some of the people that you've met on board, not only have we met some nice folks like Kelly, who is a passenger on board sharing the adventure with us this week, but the crew are really cool. You already met Joe, and obviously I think you guys had a love connection.
Yes.
Now, you also met some other folks, too. Who do you have with you right here?
Oh, my God. I have this sweetie lady. She's like a ballerina, very pretty and nice. And her name is Christine. And she's in charge of the video and pictures for everybody that are in the boat.
And Christy, official title here on the boat is purser, though, right?
Correct, yeah.
But purser can encapsulate many other gigs.
Videographer, oblique stroke, steward, yeah.
What did you say, a blink stroke?
No, oblique. Like, you know, when you look at a title, well, it has...
He doesn't speak English.
Oh.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I've noticed his accent.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm surrounded by women with accents, but they all sound hot. I mean, you got the Brazilian thing, and obviously Christy is Australian, right?
Correct, yes.
Now, you've been on the boat how long?
Almost 1 year.
1 year. And so you do the purser thing the whole time, or in the videographer thing the whole time, or have you rotated... throughout different positions?
No, well, purser is my main job, and videographer because I have such a passion for it, and it is part of my job, and I love that. I would rather just be the videographer and leave the purser stuff to somebody else, but unfortunately that's not the case.
Yeah, purser is like accounting and all that kind of stuff, right? And she makes sure we get everything paid for and what stuff ordered for the boat and stuff. Do you got to deal with that kind of thing too, or what?
No, not necessarily the ordering, more the accounts, making sure my guests are comfortable if they have any special needs, not desires, just needs.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Kelly's eyes lit up right there, like, I would like a hot boy, cabin boy in my room named Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to work that through the purser. She's kind of like the madam of the boat, I guess, in that regard, Kelly.
Oh, no, I want to get him in my room. You forgot. Cut.
Edit. Okay, well, we can't edit. Oh, well. But, Grissy, you're doing the video. Have you gotten some good stuff this week or what?
Oh, this week I've got some great stuff. Some really, really good stuff, particularly of Kelly and you. I did notice a little green leaking out of your left arm, I think it was, this afternoon when we were doing the sharks.
Yes, green, by the way, is the color of blood underwater, for those who don't know. When Kellyfish grabbed me so hard, she drew blood when she saw a Caribbean reef shark. Are you proud of yourself?
Yes, and actually, I feel more comfortable. I was feeling more comfortable when I was in the water and Chrissy was there than with you.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 level board. We've moved down to the dive deck. Got a couple divers coming up after a night dive. Jack, who's one of the crew. And then we have Kevin, who has done every dive so far. There's only two left. Kevin has not missed a dive yet. Jack, what did you see? Another 10 minutes. What would you see? What?
A little tiny pair of octopus eyes is about all he gave us, but he was real bright greenish blue, beautiful color, just, and you could tell he wanted to come out, just his eyes popping out, and it was fantastic.
So it made for a fairly fun, adventurous night dive then, huh?
Yeah, fairly calm.
Fairly calm. Okay, what about it, Kevin? You've been on every dive. There's always one in the group that does every single dive here on a liveaboard, and you belong to that elite crew on this vessel. How'd this dive hold up for you?
Oh, it was nice. It was fun. Had a good time. Jack's a great dive instructor, great dive master, good dive buddy. All the usual suspects. We had octopus, we had eels, we had lobster.
Sharks?
We did find a shark at the end. Found about a half a dozen different kinds of shrimp, and those orange things. I got to remember what
orange
the name is.
Orange ball corallomorphs.
Yes.
Orange something or others.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, were you taking pictures too or no?
No pictures.
Just down there to explore and have a fun night dive.
Just coasting along, having a good time.
Now, you're from Chicago, right?
I am from Chicago.
So how does diving in the Turks and Caicos compare to what you usually have there in the waters near Chicago?
It's a whole lot warmer. It's a whole lot clearer.
You like it better?
I can't say better. I love it.
It's different, right?
It's different. I love my diving in Chicago. I love Lake Michigan. Love the wrecks. But this is a nice break, too. I wear a lot less gear.
Now, are you on a mission from God to do every single dive here on the liveaboard, 5 dives a day? Is that your goal when you started this adventure, or is it just something that kind of evolved throughout the week?
Just kind of works out that way. Just love to be in the water, love to dive, taking advantage of the fact that got a great dive destination, great boat, great crew, just having fun, taking advantage of it while I can.
And you didn't take a camera down on this night dive, but I know you've been taking pictures throughout the week, right?
A little bit. Wife's been taking pictures. Friends have been taking pictures. I've taken a few as well.
But so you're just kind of just doing a little bit of everything.
A little
just
bit.
Just going with the flow.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, thanks for sharing your little adventure with us on the show today, buddy.
Happy to, Greg. Absolutely.
All right. There you go. That's Kevin, the one diver on the boat so far that's done every single dive. Only two to go. You're going to get the last two in, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the next dive's at 5:30 a.m.
That's right. I'll see you at 5. You're getting up with us, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. I think Jack will be his dive. What's that?
We'll be knocking on your cabin.
Yeah, he's going to knock on our cabin. It's number 9, by the way. Cabin number 9.
Right.
That's Kelly's cabin. So anyway, what do you think, Joe? You were watching out of them. I didn't see any problems there, did you?
No, they came back perfectly fine, and I'm ready to go do it the day again tomorrow. So
now, what are you going to do now? That last dive of the day has taken place as they, you know, Kevin and Jack just finished up the night dive. Here as a watch out, what do you do? Have to just tie up a few lines here to wrap things up for the evening, or what?
Yeah, we kind of just get everything ready for the next day, and we kind of secure everything that needs to be secured for the night and get ready on, go to bed and wake up and do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, now tomorrow, do you have to be up for that dawn dive too?
I'm going on the dawn dive, so I better be.
Yes, okay, well, I guess you do. So how does that compare to a night dive, this dawn dive that they do at the end of the week? I've never done one, believe it or not, even though I've been on many Explorer Ventures liveaboards. They do this pretty much on all the vessels. The last day of diving, the first dive is like 5:30, like a sunrise dive, which would be similar to a night dive, I guess, isn't it, or is it?
Pretty much, except you get two transitions between the day nighttime animals going to bed and the daytime guys starting to wake up. So everything that you can't get a picture of during the daytime, acting very, very slowly during the dawn dive, and you can actually get a really good, nice shot of them.
Okay, so they're a little groggy. They're just waking up, so maybe those fish that have a tendency to move away from your camera might be a little bit more, you know, out of it, and you can kind of sneak up on them easier. Is that the deal?
That's the deal, yeah.
All right, I'm going to take your word for it because I really don't want to get up that early, but that's just me, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Don't take it personally. It's always something, for sure. All right, Joe, thank you so much. See, that's what goes on in these boats. They're diving, they're eating, they're sleeping, they're hanging out and just enjoying themselves. And as you heard Kevin, he's doing every single dive on the liveaboard, 5 dives a day. Generally, the routine is you get up, have breakfast around 7:30, 8 o'clock, go on your first dive. They have a snack of brownies, cookies, fruit, whatever. Stan the man whips up. He has some nice little snack for you after the first dive. Then about an hour or so later, you do your second dive. Then you break for lunch. Maybe there's about a two and a half hour, three hour break then before you get in the water for the third dive. And usually during lunch, at least on this vessel, they have a tendency to change spots during lunch. So you do the same sites for dive 1 and 2, cruise to another site, and then 3 and 4 in the afternoon after lunch are at a new site. And then, of course, you do the same site for the night dive, so you're somewhat familiar with the geography underwater. If you do dives 3 and 4, you get down in the water on night dive and not feel out of sorts because you've been there during the day. Of course, it's a totally different environment at night, but you have some familiarity with the diving there during the night dive. Now, Kat, you did the night dive too, right?
I sure did.
So you're enjoying your Kahlua and coffee after dive adventure right now for your night dive, or what?
Oh, well, that's the only half the reason to go night diving is to have my hot chocolate and rum cream afterwards.
Yes, and the other half would be the warm water they pour down your wetsuit?
Oh, warm water, warm towel, warm shower.
It's not a bad gig if you can get away with it. Now, what do you see?
Basket stars, sharks, and absolutely tons of bioluminescence.
Did you do the whole thing where you turn the light off and you just didn't even bother using a light?
Exactly. I didn't even turn the light on. Never used it at all. It's just beautiful down there.
No problem. We are kind of in a unique time frame. There's no moon. So does that make things easier on the eyes or harder?
Well, it actually makes it easier to find the boat because the boat is lit. And when the moon is out, you're not quite sure which light to go to. So when there's no moon, you just go towards the one light, which is the boat.
All right, so it's easier. So you got to love that for sure. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are on the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 level board. Just one more segment to go before we retire. We got two more dives to go, so you'll hear about those next week on the big show. And by the way, did I mention 2 weeks from today, you'll be hearing us broadcasting from Hawaii? I kid you not. Yes. Diving with mantas on a night dive. That's what we're doing 2 weeks from today. It's not a bad gig if you can get away with it, indeed. Now, Jimmy the Helper Boy is back with us right now. Now, Jimmy, any last thoughts on your week-long liveaboard adventure, the first one ever for you?
Oh, it's definitely something I will do again. I'm not so sure I'll do it with Kelly the Mermaid. Ow, Kelly.
What do you think, Kelly?
The only reason we are in this one is because I say I need a helper boy. So you better be nice.
Oh, you're saying he only got to go because of you?
Yeah, you know that.
No, I think I remember that Jimmy the Helper Boy went to Dominica a couple years ago, and you didn't go on that one. It was just him.
Maybe because I was so busy with somebody else, some other big companies that I work with.
Some other helper boys?
Of course.
Yeah, Kelly has rotating helper boys, Jimmy, so I don't know.
Yes, Greg, as a founding charter member of Helper Boy International, I can attest to that fact.
I'll take Joe.
Oh, you'll take Joe. All right, yeah, Joe has your room number. He's supposed to be waiting for you. Yeah, Kelly has recruited her own Explorer Ventures cabin boy. So, but you still need a helper boy as well as a cabin boy, don't you?
Yeah, especially Saturday. On the way back to the airport, who's gonna carry my luggage?
So you're a gear schlepper now. Well, I don't know if that's a promotion or a demotion there, Jimmy, but I don't know.
Well, Greg, I'm gonna need a dermatologist to help get Kelly's fingerprints that are embedded in my forearm.
Those Kellyfish stings have gotten to you, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, yeah, Hedad's been a great adventure. And Kelly, what do you think? The highlight underwater diving, what has been the biggest? It has to be the sharks, isn't it?
Kind of.
What about the turtle? Will you work with me on the turtle thing?
I love them.
The dolphin?
Yeah. Oh, the dolphin.
It was the dolphin. Of course it was the dolphin. And Jimmy, what about you?
For me, they were actually the sharks, yeah.
Sharks stood out in his mind. Well, you know, it's different things for different folks for sure. And it was another great adventure. You'll see video, you'll see pictures up there at scubaradio.com. Check it out. And if you want to go on one of the Explorer Adventures liveaboards, all you have to do is go to exploreadventures.com and book it. We're doing it again in August and September. Official Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. Just go to the website and book it. Till then, remember, it's always better. Kelly?
Down in sweat.
Down wearing sweater. Okay.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.